Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew your tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. And your steel dealer has the tools to make it happen. By getting to know you and what you're trying to accomplish, they'll make sure you have the right tools to achieve your goals. From legendary gas to long-running battery tools, steel dealers have powerful equipment and advice you won't find anywhere else. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gives you the latest of what's going on in and around the NBA, the National Basketball Association. On this week's program, I have Lauren Gunn. Lauren is the co-host of the Blue Hardwood podcast. She's also co-host of the Gunshot podcast and a contributor to SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, dedicated to all things Dallas Mavericks. We've got a great conversation talking about the Mavericks, Luka, and so much more. That's coming up on this week's show. But right now, let me give you my top three storylines of what's currently going on in the association. I want to start off with the Portland Trail Blazers. Man, the Trail Blazers have been one of the hottest teams in the league as we speak right now. I mean, Damian Lillard, what can you say about him? He's an MVP candidate. He's clicking on all cylinders. CJ McCollum has played nice. Carmelo Anthony's looked pretty well. Portland has been on a roll as of late. During the week, they had impressive wins over the New Orleans Pelicans. Also, they had two impressive wins over the New Orleans Pelicans, and then with a recent victory over the Dallas Mavericks. And I mean, Portland's been clicking on all cylinders. Portland is that team that come ready to play. Playing in the Western Conference is tough. And when you've got Utah, the Lakers, the Clippers, you've got Phoenix, you've got Denver, you've got Dallas, and then, of course, you got San Antonio, and can't forget about Golden State. I mean, playing in the West is tough as it is already, so you have to sharpen your game and sharpen your skills every night. And currently, Portland is, as this show is airing, Portland currently sits in the sixth spot in the Western Conference. And I've got to tell you, Damian Lillard, man, is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. He is something special, and they've been loving him in Portland for a long time now. When you think about the city of Portland, you think about basketball nestled in the Pacific Northwest, and you've got great players that played for that organization, such as Bill Walton. Also, you can say Clyde Drexler, Terry Porter, Jerome Kersey. I mean, the list goes on and on. Scottie Pippen had a great run during his time in Portland. Also, you could say Brian Grant, Arvydas Sabonis. So the Trail Blazers right now, at least in my opinion, are one of the hottest teams in the league right now, playing some great ball right now. And, of course, they have Anthony Simons, who's the reigning slam dunk champion. So, and, of course, Robert Covington is on the roster. So this is going to be interesting. Yusuf Nurkic, we don't know when he's going to get healthy again. Before he suffered that gruesome leg injury, I believe, or that knee injury that he had 2 seasons ago, Yusuf was on his way to becoming one of the top players in the league. He still has the potential to be one of the top players in the league, a Nikola Jokic-type player, but he's been battling injuries for the last 2 years. But nevertheless, Portland is hot right now, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen with them in the next week or two. Next storyline is going to be the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn, they've been balling. As of late, they had a big win over their crosstown rival, the New York Knicks. Of course, the Nets playing in Brooklyn, the Knicks playing in Manhattan. That was an impressive win, despite the situation that went down with Julius Randle towards the end of the game. But Brooklyn, again, having that impressive win over the New York Knicks. And then Brooklyn going to Indiana, handling business, beating the Pacers. And then, you know, I mean, despite losing a close one recently to the Orlando Magic, but Brooklyn has been hot right now. They've been able to manage the Eagles of the big three with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. James Harden, definitely a strong consideration for the league MVP award. Kyrie Irving's playing at a high level. KD, you know, KD is going to be KD whenever he comes back from his injury. Steve Nash is saying he's not too far along. He should be ready with maybe a week or two. We'll see how that goes. But Brooklyn definitely and sitting in great position right now. They're not too far behind Philly for that top spot in the Eastern Conference at the moment. So Brooklyn definitely got to pay close eyes and close attention to, because, again, they're clicking on all cylinders right now. For my last storyline is going to be the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas has played well as of late. Dallas at the beginning of the week, they lost a close one to the Los Angeles Clippers, but they got back on track and they beat the Clippers in the middle of the week. And then they lost a tough one to Portland recently, but Dallas is coming on strong. Dallas has picked up its game as of late, and then last weekend beating the Denver Nuggets easily, 116-103. But Luka Doncic is a special talent. He's definitely an MVP candidate, somebody to definitely watch out for. He's, one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, somebody you can't take your eyes off of. But also you can't take your eyes off of players like Tim Hardaway Jr. Also, Josh Richardson has been playing well as of late. Kristaps Porzingis, if he can just stay healthy and get it together, the Mavs can really make a run. It's tough playing out in the Western Conference, but, you know, Dallas, we're coming down to the home stretch and finishing up the rest of the second half of the year and then getting into the playoffs. So Dallas, they seem to be getting – they're trying to get it together. The team is young, and again, they have to compete every night in the Western Conference. So we shall see what happens with the Dallas Mavericks. But those are my top three storylines from what's currently going on in the association. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the latest league leaders and standings in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew your tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
One. Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew your tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
45 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew your tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on the latest league leaders and standings in the association. Let's start off with points per game. Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards remains the league's leading scorer, averaging 32.5 points per game. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 30.6 points per game. Coming in third is Joel Embiid, followed by in the fourth spot is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. In the fifth spot is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. And in sixth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. The next category that we have is rebounds per game. Clint Capella is the league's leader in rebounds from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 13.5 rebounds per game. Coming in third is Jonas Valanciunas from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 12 rebounds a game. Coming in at fourth is Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic. Giannis comes in the fifth spot, and then Enes Kanter is sixth from the Portland Trail Blazers. Leading the league in assists is James Harden. He's averaging 11.2 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 10.2 assists per game. Coming in at third is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. Luka Doncic comes in at the fourth spot. And then coming in at fifth is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And then also coming in sixth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Next category is steals per game. The leader in steals per game is T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 1.9 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Drew Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming in the third spot is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. In the fourth spot is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. In the fifth spot is Robert Covington from the Portland Trail Blazers. And in the sixth spot is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. In blocks per game, Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers remains the league's leader in blocks. He's averaging 3.4 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 2.8 blocks per game. Coming in at third is Clint Capella, followed by in the fourth spot is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. In the fifth spot is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. And then coming in at sixth is Robert Williams from the Boston Celtics. Next category is field goal percentage. Tied for first in field goal percentage is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings and Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Coming in at third is Rudy Gobert. Coming in the fourth spot is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. In the fifth spot is Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And coming in the sixth spot is Mason Plumlee from the Detroit Pistons. Next category is three-point percentage. Tony Snell from the Atlanta Hawks leads the league in three-point percentage. He's shooting at 56%. Coming in at number two is Joe Ingles from the Utah Jazz. He's shooting at 49%. Coming in third is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. He's shooting at 48%. Coming in the fourth spot is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's shooting at 47%. Coming in at fifth is Maxi Kleber from the Dallas Mavericks is shooting at 46%. And then in the sixth spot is Luke Kennard from the Los Angeles Clippers. He's shooting at 45%. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors leads with 182 three-point field goals made. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard. He's made 176. Coming in third is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings. He's made 161 three-point field goals. Coming in the fourth spot is Joe Harris with 142. And in the fifth is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. He's shooting at 100. He's made 141 three-point field goals made. Next category is free throw percentage. Jordan Clarkson from the Golden State Warriors, he's shooting at 95% from free throw range. Coming in at number two is Chris Paul. He's shooting at 94%. At number three is Damian Lillard, who's shooting at 93%. Also shooting at 93% in the fourth spot is Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. Coming in fifth is Josh Richardson from the Dallas Mavericks. And then shooting in the sixth spot is Steph Curry. Also, in the minutes per game. I'm sorry about that. In minutes per game. Leader in minutes per game. He's averaging 37.9 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is Julius Randle. He's averaged from the New York Knicks. He's averaging 36.8 minutes per game. Coming in the third spot is Fred VanVleet. He's averaging 36.7 minutes per game. Coming in the fourth spot is Domantas Sabonis. He's from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 36.3 minutes per game. Coming in the fifth spot is Damian Lillard. He's averaging 36.2 minutes per game. And then Colin Sexton is sixth. He's from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's averaging 36 minutes per game. So that's some of the league leaders in the most important statistical categories in the association. Now let's get you caught up on the standings. Currently in the number one spot in the East remains the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a record of 28-13. Also, then coming in the second spot, we have from the Brooklyn, is the Brooklyn Nets. They have a record of 28-14. And then coming in the third spot, we have the Milwaukee Bucks. They have a record of 26 wins and 14 losses. Coming in the fourth spot is the Miami Heat. Their record is 22-20. Coming in fifth is the Atlanta Hawks. They have a record of 21-20. Coming in sixth is the Charlotte Hornets. Their record is 20-20. Coming in seventh is the New York Knicks. Followed in the eighth spot is the Boston Celtics. Indiana comes in at number nine. Chicago is at 10. Toronto is at 11. Washington comes in at number 12, followed by Cleveland at 13. Orlando is 14. And then Detroit rounds out at 15. Meanwhile, in the West, it's always tough and always exciting. The Utah Jazz remain the leaders in the Western Conference with a record of 30-11. The Los Angeles Lakers are next with a record of 28-13. The Phoenix Suns are third with a record of 27-13. Coming in fourth, we have the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in fifth is Denver. In the sixth spot, we have Portland. San Antonio comes in at number seven. Dallas finishes at number eight, followed by Golden State comes in at number nine. And then you have Memphis is at 10, New Orleans is at 11, followed by Sacramento coming in at number 12. And then you have Oklahoma City's at 13, Houston comes in at 14, and then Minnesota rounds out at 15. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Lauren Gunn. Lauren is the co-host of the Blue Hardwood podcast. She's also co-host of the Gunshot podcast and a contributor to SB Nation's Mav Moneyball. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility with premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag. You'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only, excludes Hawaii. Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility with premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag. You'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
El nuevo crispy chicken sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito,
jugoso. Es pollo de McDonald's, un mordisco y...
¡Wow!
Es el nuevo crispy chicken sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired sports commentator Dick Vitale.
Tonight's matchup is me versus an ugly fender bender. If I can eke out a win, it would be a miracle, baby.
Mr. Vitale, it wouldn't be a miracle because GEICO gives you a team of experts to help manage your claim.
It's going to be a nail-biter.
Nope. The GEICO team is there for you 24-7.
Now that's a dipsy dude, dunkaroo of a claims team. GEICO is awesome, baby, with a capital A.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support. The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture. I call it midnight feng shui. And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change. Like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah, I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Clippers, tremendous depth. But when they've needed him, he has played very good offensively.
Doncic buries the three. Looking to shake around George. Almost lost the handle. Doncic, the step back is good. Clippers without Serge Ibaka as well as Patrick Beverley. Doncic leans into Leonard, hits the three, plus the foul.
Up until the lunge to try to contest the shot. And then the strength of Doncic to get hit and then still be able to shoot the ball from that range.
And the Clippers a three-point lead under 130 to go in the first. Ty Lue calling Monday's victory very significant as Doncic buries the jumper. Something we saw on Monday as well as they held the Mavericks under 100 points as Doncic flips it in 13 points and 3 assists.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN and Luka Doncic doing what he does best, just scoring points and then some. That was the game from earlier in the week when the Mavericks beat the Los Angeles Clippers 105-89. Luka was sensational in that game. He finished with 42 points, 9 assists, and 6 rebounds. We're going to talk to someone now that knows the Dallas Mavericks inside and out. She covers them as the co-host of the Blue Hardwood podcast, also co-host of the Gunshot podcast, and she's also a contributor to SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball blog. Let's welcome her to the program, Lauren Gunn. Hello, Lauren. How's everything?
Things are great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super pumped to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the program. So the highlight that I played earlier was Luka Doncic having a fantastic game in the Mavericks win over the Clippers. But let's start from the beginning. We know Luka has been great since he's entered the NBA. When you first heard that Luka was going to be drafted, that the Dallas Mavericks had drafted Luka Doncic, what thoughts came to your mind?
Oh man, that is a great question, because I remember going into that draft and we had the fifth pick going into it. And so in my mind, there was no chance we were even getting Luka. I did not think that was even in the realm of possibility. So I was looking more at who was going to be available at five. And I was looking at like Mo Bamba, even like Michael Porter Jr. a little bit. Like we were having all these conversations and Luka was just never even on our, I mean, he was on our radar, but we just didn't think that it was going to happen at five. And then when I saw Luka drafted at three, right, and then it said right to Dallas, I was in shock. I really was, because I was like, how did they pull this off? And I didn't quite know what we were getting, how good he was at that time. But I remember being excited because I was like, for them to do this, to get another international player to trade up, like they are excited about this. And then obviously hearing everything that they said shortly after the draft, like, in what was it, like, not summer camp, like just the off season, they were talking about how this kid was special. And so, yeah, definitely got a lot of Mavs fans excited.
Indeed. And I'm looking at the 2018 draft. There's some pretty talented players in that draft. He had DeAndre Ayton was the number one overall pick drafted by the Phoenix Suns. Also, Marvin Bagley III was drafted by the Sacramento Kings. Of course, Luka was in the draft, followed by Jaren Jackson Jr. How about Trae Young? Because actually, that was the pick that Dallas was originally going to have, Trae Young. But they, as you said, they moved up to get Luka. And, of course, Mo Bamba was in the draft, Wendell Carter Jr. Also, Colin Sexton, Michael Bridges, and of course you had Michael Porter Jr. and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So now Luka arrives in Dallas. He makes an immediate impact because you have to remember there was another international player that played with the team for a long time. That was Dirk Nowitzki. So automatically, Luka comes in. And he makes an immediate impact his rookie year. He finishes averaging 21 points per game. And then in the last season, the 2019-2020 season, he averaged 28 points per game. So his impact was definitely immediate. And, you know, you could see, and of course he would go on to win NBA Rookie of the Year. Did you expect him to have this fast rise like this and to pick up things quickly with the Mavericks?
You know, that's tough because I think people that watched his tape going into that draft were like, man, this kid, look at what he's doing at such a young age. Look at his resume overseas. Like, he's already such an impressive prospect. But in my opinion, nobody knew how good he would be and how much of an impact he would have, not just like across the league, but within the Dallas Mavericks organization, because he completely shifted the timeline and what our long-term and short-term goals were for this team. So for me personally, no, I couldn't say with absolute certainty that I knew he was going to have this immediate and this significant of an impact, but I'm definitely not complaining.
Definitely not. I know Mavs fans can't complain, and I know I'm not complaining either as an NBA fan. I think let's stay with Luka again for a moment, because a lot of people, there have been some comparisons to Larry Bird. I don't know if I can compare him to Larry Bird right now, but I think Luka is shaping up to be in a class all by himself, as is a superstar in his own right. If you could kind of compare him to any NBA player, what would you compare him to, Lauren?
Oh, man. Are we talking like current NBA players or just in general, current and past?
It doesn't matter. Current and past.
It doesn't matter?
Whatever comes,
okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you that he is. I do think that he's going to be in the category of his own. I know a lot of people compare him to James Harden, and I, as much as I see that, there are also disconnects or inconsistencies there. Like James Harden, well, I'm not going to go down that route, but they're completely different. And so it really is hard to draw that comparison. I can see a little bit of the James Harden, but I can also see a little bit of Magic Johnson. And that might catch people by surprise, but really more so in the sense that he is this oversized point guard that has great vision, great instincts, and will get you the ball even if you have no idea that it's coming. And he will get it right in your shooter's pocket. So I'm going to kind of throw a curveball and say Magic just to switch it up, because I feel like every time somebody asks that question, you get the same few answers. But I really do think that there are a lot of similarities with Magic.
I do see a little remnants of Magic Johnson. I also would kind of go off a little bit and maybe a Drazen Petrovic, you know, with that great shooting style that he had. I mean, now I will say this. I think rest in peace, Drazen Petrovic. I will say Petro was a better defender than Luka. If I had any quote-unquote complaints about Luka's game, it would just be defense, because I know a lot of European players, they don't learn defense, and so maybe the first several years they arrive in the NBA. But I can see a little bit of the Magic comparison, and I'll throw the Drazen Petrovic in there as well. I want to stay once again with Luka. Dallas was blessed with Steve Nash, and they were also blessed with Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki is an international player coming from Germany and going through his growing pains with the organization, and they finally got it together. And Luka, he's had his growing pains, but he's had an immediate impact in the NBA and in the Mavericks organization. Do you think Luka, I mean, it's still early, but, I mean, the writings are basically on the wall already. Do you think Luka will have that same cultural impact like Dirk had during his time in Dallas?
I do. I really do. And that is tough to say. Like you said, it is very early on. But all of the, like, factors are there. He's this international prospect who has come in. He's a fan favorite, not just for Dallas, but across the league. Everything is there. He's a unique kind of player, and so he has the potential to leave his mark on the city to the same degree Dirk did. I know it's a different era, so expecting a player to start and finish in the same organization is less and less likely, it seems, as the days go by. But Luka is a different kind of player from Dirk. I'm not trying to make it sound like he's better than Dirk, because that's not what I'm saying at all. But he does things differently. Like, he is impacting every single area of the game. And Dirk, he wasn't really a playmaker. Like, our offense ran through him, but you knew what you were getting with Dirk, and you knew where he excelled. With Luka, Luka has the ability to make everyone better because he is that point guard, even though he is, 6'7", 6'8". So I think the thing with Luka, and one thing that I keep saying, is from a free agency standpoint moving forward, you're going to have a lot more people that want to play with Luka than wanted to play with Dirk. Again, no disrespect to Dirk, but you won't be throwing any lobs to Dirk. Luka, he'll get you all day long. So I think all the stars could potentially align, and we'll see what happens in the coming years with free agency. But if Cuban in the front office can kind of construct this team, Luka is so good that if you surround him with the right talent, you could maybe get Luka a couple rings in the long-term future. Then he'd be right up there with Dirk.
I could definitely see that happening. I want to ask you about the cultural impact that Luka has on the city of Dallas. I know Luka is a Slovenian. Is there a large Slovenian community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
I would have said I have no idea, but there have been so many games where you see people showing up in Slovenian in Real Madrid jerseys and in Slovenian national team jerseys and with the flags. And so I remember when there were a couple of games last season when obviously fans were allowed inside the arena at full capacity, and it was Miami versus Dallas. And so you've got Goran Dragic and you've got Luka Doncic. And so that was like all time. There were so many Slovenian fans, which was awesome, because with Dallas, something that they have taken pride in, not just since we've gotten Luka, but even before that, was how many international prospects we have. They like to mix it up, have a very just diverse team. And that's something that I love about the Mavericks. And I think that they'll continue to put an emphasis on.
I want to ask you now about championships. It's been over 10 years now since the Mavericks won their last championship. Where do you see the Mavericks going with Luka and the ability to win a championship, especially competing in the Western Conference with the Lakers and the Trailblazers and the Spurs and all of those tough teams in the Western Conference?
So, the West really is so deep. Everyone that is watching it's tough, tough, tough. And so I think the key is, and I was talking to my dad about this recently, the key is to know when your time is. People have talked about looking at the Hawks and what they did this last offseason, and some people love the move, some people hate the move. Personally, I think it's about knowing when your window is going to be. And right now, Dallas's window, in my opinion, is not there. Luka still needs that more playoff experience. I want to see this relationship between Kristaps Porzingis and Luka continue to grow. And I want to see the front office continue to surround Luka and Porzingis with, whether it be a third star or just a stronger supporting cast that has that playoff experience. And then I think when we're looking at Luka being about, 25, 26, that might be when things start getting really serious.
Yeah, well, they're definitely competing because the West is so tough. There's Utah, there's the Lakers, there's Phoenix, the Clippers. Denver, oh, man, they're on the rise as well. I mentioned Portland and San Antonio. And we can't forget about Steph and the crew out in the Bay Area with Golden State as well. So definitely a lot of talent in the West. Let's get with the rest of the team for a moment. You mentioned Kristaps Porzingis, his situation with the Knicks, it didn't work out. He's traded. He comes to Dallas. When he's healthy, he's very effective. He's had some injuries in the last several years during his time in Dallas, but lately he's been able to kind of pick it up. What do you think Kristaps' contributions are, to the Mavericks?
With Kristaps, I think, again, it's important to know maybe not just him, but everybody's limitations. With Porzingis, we did expect him to come in and have this massive defensive impact, be able to kind of anchor that defense. And he does, I can't say that he does that fully. He's a great rim protector, and you can see that presence. But for me, when I'm watching the Mavericks play, You have to – the key is you have to get him involved early every single game. And he's not going to necessarily come out hot every single night. But if you can get him going early, his confidence builds, he has more energy on the defensive end, and the team overall just seems to perform at a much higher level. So with Porzingis, you have to know – you have to get him in his spots. You can't necessarily force him to go down and post up or do things that aren't super in his game. He does have a low post game, but – if you know where guys succeed and do best, that's where you have to play them. And so I think Dallas, while they've had time to figure that out, I think they're continuing to figure that out and continuing to kind of build and have this connection between Luka and Porzingis grow. There have been a couple of games where they're both firing on all cylinders. And when you're watching that offense, it's like, holy cow, like nobody can stop you. It's wild. So if they can continue to tighten those screws and figure that out, I think they'll be fine, but Porzingis, again, like you mentioned, coming back from yet another injury, so he, I think a lot of people lose their patience and they expect him to come in and have this immediate impact, playing like an all-star, and that's just not always the case, especially when you have bigs having significant injuries in their legs. You have to be careful with that. So I know a lot of people don't have patience, but I'm choosing to continue to have patience because I really do think that having a duo like Luka and Porzingis, who are on the same timeline and are so complementary to each other, is key to this team's long-term success.
Indeed, they are complementary to one another. And you mentioned a saying, not just in professional sports, but in life, patience is a virtue. And if you really want results, mm-hmm. and you really want consistency, you got to have patience. It's almost like a delayed gratification, so to speak. So mm-hmm. we've touched on Kristaps. Let's talk about two guys that I really enjoyed watching as of late, Josh Richardson and Tim Hardaway mm-hmm. Jr. We know Josh Richardson's been on a tear as of late, making his contribution. Felt is your typical shooting guard, and Tim Hardaway comes from a great breed. His dad, Hall of Fame, is a guard. Maybe say more about him playing in Golden State and playing with the Miami Heat. Just kind of give me your take on Tim and Josh's performance thus far.
Well, to start with Tim, just because he's been around a little bit longer than Josh, he deserves all the credit in the world because he has shown this season that he's fully capable and fully prepared night in and night out, whether he's starting or he's coming off the bench, playing 25, 30 minutes off the bench, and he is ready to go. So a big concern when he first got traded here as a part of the Porzingis deal was, how's that shot selection going to be? Is he going to kind of be some like a nightmare just taking bad shots? And he hasn't been that guy. And so he's been a huge, huge part of this team. And I know he's a free agent this summer, but I really, really hope we keep him around because guys like that, in my opinion, don't come around very often. If Luka's cold one night, if Porzingis is cold one night, having a guy that can get hot and put up 30 is very nice. So you don't want to lose that. At the same time, a guy like that is also going to demand some money. So we'll just have to see where the cards fall. With Josh Richardson, I've had my criticisms about Richardson because, well, yes, we give up Seth Curry in the trade. We did need Josh to come in and be that, not number two guy next to Luka, because that is Porzingis, but this secondary ball handler that has the ability to create his own shot and score. We making that trade, like, we needed that. We could not lose that Seth Curry production, offensive production, and not at least make it up or have something close to that. And so for me, I have struggled a lot, and I've spoken out and said that I've been frustrated with how we're using Josh Richardson. I like him on this team, and I don't want him to go anywhere, but I do think that we could use him a little bit differently, and that might help maximize his abilities. Lately, he's just been performing really well, and the defense is huge. My thing is, I don't need him. He's shooting a career low from the three-point line, and that was, again, an area that we really expected and needed him to show up in. And so for me, even though that's not necessarily there, I just need the defensive impact that defensive presence to just be something that helps lift up the other guys and motivates them to do better. And at the beginning of the season, when I was watching him, I didn't really feel like he looked that comfortable. Now I feel like things are starting to kind of gel a little bit more. He looks more comfortable out there. He's not afraid to attack the rim. He is playing very well. So if he can continue to play at this level, I will eat my words and I will continue to be pleased with him. But again, we haven't had a guy like that has that kind of defensive impact. I mean, we do have Dorian Finney-Smith, but we needed more of that. So having Josh and having Dorian in our starting lineup, that has been really, really huge, and maybe come playoff time, it might you might see some different results from last year.
All right. You know, I mentioned a German player in Dirk Nowitzki. And there's another German on the team, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, Maxi Kleiber. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his play thus far. He's really turned it up as a ladies. Your typical big man, no-nonsense, you know, like you said, similar to Porzingis. He's a rim protector, but he's really more of getting the points in the paint. Give me your thoughts on Maxi thus far.
Yeah, so Maxi is one of our most valuable assets. I think if other teams look at our roster, they might just glance right over him because his averages aren't necessarily overwhelming by any means. But he is a huge, huge part of this team because he is our only big that can be that can switch onto guards and wings and guard out on the perimeter. He's very, very good at that. He often gets matched up with guys like Kawhi, just bigger guy, like even Giannis, even though he's smaller than Giannis. But he is one of our most valuable secret defensive weapons. So while he does have the ability to stretch the floor, he's shooting 46% from 3-on-4 attempts per game. He's a huge, huge part of our team. So whether he's starting or whether he's coming off the bench, as of lately he's been starting, and I expect to see him continue to start. He's just a huge part of what we're doing. I know Dallas kind of has their eyes on maybe trying to upgrade and at that four position, get somebody a little bit closer to that star tier. But Maxi, I would be very, very surprised if Dallas traded Maxi because he is such a huge part of this team. There is that Wurzburg, Germany, where Dirk is also from, connection. He's really homegrown here, continued to add things to his game. So he's been a huge, huge part of this team. I don't know if I can stress it enough. I expect him to continue to be around, and any success that we have, he definitely earns a lot of credit with whatever comes.
Are you familiar with a player that played in the league a while ago named George Murison?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, yes. The reason why I brought his name up, because there's a player similar on the Maverick squad that kind of is falling into the line of a George Mirosan. You know where I'm going with this, Boban Marjanovic. Boban seems like a lot of fun. It's good. I always looked at him and say he kind of falls in the realm of a George Mirosan, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
How well received is he from not only his teammates but from the city of Dallas, and how is he also received by the rest of the league?
Oh man. So at first I love that comparison. That's awesome. But Boban he's been fantastic. It's clear that he's a fan favorite. He's a locker room favorite. The team chemistry of this team, you've got a lot of new guys in the picture, but Boban has been, I think most people would say he's been a significant part of the glue, if you will, of this team. He doesn't get in every night, but his attitude is always just – he's always so happy. He's always got a smile on his face. Him and Luka are always joking around. And anytime you play, it doesn't matter if we're going up against a team that we have maybe a huge rivalry with, maybe there's some history, Boban is always laughing with our guys and their guys. He's just out there having fun. So while his locker room impact has been much appreciated, his ability to get out and give you super efficient – minutes against certain teams, he always gets a bunch of minutes against Denver because Denver is bigger than us, and he'll go out there and he'll be like a plus 20 because he doesn't get a whole lot of minutes, but it's just easy buckets and easy rebounds. So being able to have that guy is fantastic, and then the locker room impact is also just an added bonus.
Awesome. And it seems like a fun guy to be around. It definitely,
for sure.
Boban Marjanovic making his presence felt with the Mavericks and also around the NBA. All right. So, Lauren, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, the West is tough all around. Jazz, Lakers, Suns, Clippers, Nuggets, Trailblazers, and the Spurs. Also, can't forget about the Warriors as well. When it's all said and done, when we hit the home stretch and get to the Mavericks, for the moment, sit in the eighth spot right now. Do you see the Mavericks remaining maybe playing around in the seventh or the eighth spot, or do you see them kind of moving up a bit in the standings in the West?
Personally, I do see them moving up. I think that they could pass the Spurs. I do expect that to happen. The Spurs are currently 21-16 and we're 21-18. So, we've played two more games than them, so who knows what will happen. But I do think that we could jump the Spurs. I think the Trailblazers with C.J. McCollum back, that might, while we're not many games behind them, they're only going to get better with C.J. coming back. So who knows what will happen there. We'll just kind of have to wait and see. Maybe Dallas makes a move at the deadline and can kind of pick up some steam. You just never know. The Clippers is another team to watch as the playoffs come closer. Maybe we'll start to see some more load management, and maybe they slip down to five. Maybe we can get a big jump. But I think most realistically, I would say it's most likely that we'll end up at six or seven.
All right, Lauren, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the program. So you are, well, I can't say a jack, but you are a gel of all trades, and you are the co-host of a podcast that's dedicated to the Dallas Mavericks. You, the name of the podcast is called Blue Hardwood. Tell everybody what you do on that podcast.
So on the Blue Hardwood, I co-host that podcast with Brian Zillum, and we cover everything day-to-day, big picture, past, current, and future, with everything the Dallas Mavericks.
Awesome, awesome. And you're also a co-host of The Gunshot, which is an interesting podcast that you do with your brother, Grant. And this podcast discusses all things pertaining in the NBA, focusing on the Dallas Mavericks. So tell everybody what The Gunshot is all about.
Yeah, so The Gunshot, as you mentioned, I do it with my brother. We are longtime NBA fans, so we are big fans of the game and just watching all teams, and there's just so much to follow. So we do our best to cover, again, day-to-day big picture items all across the league, and just try to give like a non-bias, like you mentioned. We are looking through a Dallas, taking rivalries out of it, history out of it. We always try to look at and give an unbiased take on everything going on in the league.
Awesome. And then you also are a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, which is a Dallas Mavericks blog. And that's anytime you're dealing with SB Nation, that's also big things right there. Just tell everybody what Mavs Moneyball is all about.
Yeah, so Mavs Moneyball, a great site. We cover so many different things, draft analysis, off-season analysis, trades, maybe potential trade options. If you're ever looking for anything Dallas Mavericks, if you're looking for game coverage or potential trade targets, just to kind of get more of an idea of how things might operate behind the scenes for the Dallas Mavericks, myself and everyone else at Mavs Moneyball does a really great job of kind of predicting and giving their takes and analysis on what's going on.
Awesome. And, you're also very educated. You're currently pursuing your master's degree in accounting, man. How do you find the time to get your studying in as opposed to doing the podcast and paying attention to what's going on in the association?
You know, it's tough. It's tough because it really is a balance, but the way I look at it is all my obsession addiction with the NBA is almost like my outlet. So if I do have time off, free time, I'm not sitting here necessarily like watching Netflix or doing nothing. I don't view the basketball stuff as like a second job or something like that. It really is what I genuinely enjoy doing in my free time. So I guess that's the way I balance it.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that and furthering your education. So tell everybody once again, you're welcome. Well, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. If you have a website, let them know that as well. And also tell everybody where they can find Blue Hardwood, The Gunshot, and Mavs Moneyball.
Yes. So you can find all my work, Mavs Moneyball, Blue Hardwood, and The Gunshot. Everything is linked to my Twitter, which is at LGun with four N's. On Twitter, and on all streaming networks, Spotify, Apple Music, Anchor, everything, you can find The Gunshot and the Blue Hardwood podcast.
Awesome. Before we let you go, Lauren, did you ever have an opportunity to watch the Mavericks play at Reunion Arena?
You know, I didn't. That's a great question. Unfortunately, I did not.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked you that because I was going to ask you kind of the comparisons between the Reunion Arena and the American Airlines Arena. But I'll ask you this question: pre-COVID? What was it like? What was it like to watch a Maverick game at the American Airlines Arena?
Oh man, that's tough. God, growing up, so I don't know if I've shared this or if anyone knows this, but growing up, my dad was, he gets season tickets for the Mavericks through his work. They have this group and they all do season tickets. So my brother and I were fortunate enough to grow up and go to games. So we've been to a lot of games, and feeling the environment, there really is nothing like that. And so we actually last week went to our first game since COVID. So seeing that environment contrasted with the environment pre-COVID was very insane, because pre-COVID, you've got all this noise, you've got people cheering. I personally, growing up, always thought that the American Airlines Center was the best place to ever watch a basketball game, and that we had the greatest fan base in the world, because I just was like, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like this. And it gets you so hyped when a big play happens, or momentum shifts, or you win a big game. And so kind of seeing it post-COVID, or not even post, I should say concurrent with COVID, is a very different thing. But I look forward to the time, the day, when things are as seemingly, quote, back to normal as they can be. But, yeah, seeing a game in person, I'm very lucky to have experienced that, and there really is nothing like it. I cannot even describe, like, the energy you get when a big play happens.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She's Lauren Gunn. She is the co-host of the Blue Hardwood podcast, also co-host of the Gunshot podcast, and a contributor to SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball. Those podcasts and those blogs are dedicated to covering all things Dallas Mavericks, related to Dallas Mavericks content. Lauren, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Because of the Clippers' tremendous depth, but when they've needed him, he has played very good offensively.
Doncic buries the three, looking to shake around George, almost lost the handle. Doncic, the step back is good. Clippers without Serge Ibaka as well as Patrick Beverley. Doncic leans into Leonard, hits the three, plus the foul.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance, exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Amigo pintor, regresó la venta Blue Bucket de Sherwin-Williams. Desde hoy hasta el 19 de marzo, los pros ahorran 35% en suministros selectos, incluyendo productos Purdy. Aprovecha las ofertas en cintas, brochas, rociadores y mucho más. Cualquiera que sea tu necesidad, Sherwin-Williams te tiene cubierto. Haz tu pedido por teléfono, en línea o ven a tu tienda Sherwin-Williams. Y recuerda, cualquiera pinta, pero solo algunos son bien pro. Aplican exclusiones. Llama a tu tienda para más detalles.
friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag. You'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew your tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. A big special thank you to Lauren Gunn, the co-host of the Blue Hardwood podcast and co-host of the Gunshot podcast and a contributor for SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball, giving us insights on what's currently going on with the Dallas Mavericks. All right, before we get on out of here, we'll just give you some games of the week to watch out for this week in the association. Big game between the Charlotte Hornets and the Los Angeles Clippers. Man, LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball is definitely the front runner for the league rookie of the year. He's been playing some great ball. Charlotte's been playing great. They come out as a surprise, a very young team, but definitely they've been holding their own as of late. They travel to the West Coast to play the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. Also some big games coming up. Big games in the week between the Indiana Pacers going up against the Miami Heat. Also, we've got the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the Denver Nuggets. That's going to be an exciting game. Also, watch out for Orlando and Boston. Also, Philly and New York. That's going to be a big one as well. That great rivalry has been renewed. Great games back in the day when you think about that rivalry. Dr. J, Bobby Jones, Andrew Toney, Maurice Cheeks, also Charles Barkley. Also, you can think of as Allen Iverson. Of course, with the Knicks, with Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley, John Starks. You can go back as far as Willis Reed and Walt Frazier and Earl Monroe, and now this rivalry has been restored, and with the Knicks winning again, and you got Philly at top of the East right now. That's going going to be a fun one to watch as well. Also, Mavericks and the Trailblazers is going to be a great win, and the Lakers and the Suns. Also, some more games to watch out for this week. The Hornets and Spurs is going to be a good one, followed by the Pacers and the Bucks. And, of course, you've got also the Hawks and the Clippers. Also, some more games to watch out for during the week. The Nets and the Trailblazers, that's going to be a fun one as well, man. You've got Brooklyn's red hot and, you know, going up to the Pacific Northwest. That's going to be a fun one with Dame Dollar and also with C.J. McCollum. Also, some other games to look out for. We've got the Nuggets and the Raptors. That's going to be an exciting one, followed by the Clippers and the Spurs. That's going to be a fun one. And the Nets and the Jazz. It may be a preview. I didn't say it will. It may be a preview of this year's NBA Finals. Again, we've got the second team for the moment, the number two team in the East going up against the top team in the West. We know what Brooklyn's been doing. We know what the Utah Jazz have been doing. Oh, my gosh. Donovan Mitchell, you know, Rudy Gobert. Also, you put Joe Ingles in the mix as well. Those are some great players with the Utah Jazz. Also, some other games to look out for, the 76ers and the Lakers. Again, that's a rivalry that goes back. As Dr. J, Moses Malone, Andrew Toney, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Byron Scott, Charles Barkley, so on and so forth. And of course, also Allen Iverson, Shaquille O'Neal, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant, the 76ers and the Lakers. Could be a preview, maybe a preview of this year's NBA Finals. Who knows? Who knows what can happen? Anything can happen in the NBA. So that's a fun game to look forward to coming up. Also, we've got the Pacers and the Mavericks. That's going to be a great game as well, followed by the Hawks and the Warriors, and, of course, the Suns and the Raptors. That's going to be a good one as well, and also the Nuggets and the Pelicans. Also a big game to watch out for between the 76ers and the Clippers, and also the Mavericks and the Pelicans, and then you've got the Knicks and the Bucks. So some exciting games coming up this week in the association as we're in the second half of the year and teams fighting for playoff spots as they make their way towards the playoffs. Again, a big special thank you to Lauren Gunn, the co-host of the Blue Hardwood podcast, also co-host of the Gunshot podcast, and a contributor to SB Nation's Mavs Moneyball. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week right here on At the Rim. So long, everyone.
Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii. Spring into Lowe's and plant the seeds of possibility. With premium mulch for just $3.68 a bag and Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil just $4.28 a bag, you'll grow possibilities right from the ground, like skipping the grocery store because your yard grew the whole salad. And it grew you tulips, too. Oh, yard, you shouldn't have. Visit your local Lowe's or shop online at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, mulch offer in-store only. Selection and offer availability varies by location. Offers valid through 3/10, U.S. only. Excludes Hawaii.